Up next, Luna talks with Anna Paulina Luna, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Like all of us, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller was outraged as he witnessed the debacle in Afghanistan. Our own government surrendered an entire country to terrorists, shamefully and incompetently, leaving Americans behind as the Taliban seized power. So, he made a video, demanding accountability from our military's senior leadership, the same accountability that's expected of him and his men. And now, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller is incarcerated, awaiting a military hearing because he stood up for our troops. Today, we hear from Lieutenant Colonel Scheller's parents in an exclusive interview with Luna Talks. This is Anna Paulina. Welcome back to today's episode of Luna Talks. You know, you would figure that the Biden administration would have wanted to put as many degrees of separation from the failure in Afghanistan as they could from their current administration. But last night, it then broke that Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who was the Marine Corps battalion commander that went viral after he was asking for accountability for his men and for what happened in Afghanistan, it was announced actually on social media on Monday evening that he was thrown into the brig, meaning that he was thrown into military jail. And this is, mind you, the same man that actually sat there in a video and was saying that I am willing to risk everything. I'm willing to risk my entire military career because I believe that there needs to be accountability for the actions that took place in Afghanistan. If you don't remember that clip, I'll go ahead and play it for you real quick, but this is what they're so mad about.
We have a Secretary of Defense that testified to Congress in May that the Afghan National Security Force could withstand the Taliban advance. We have chairmen of Joint Chief, who the commandant is a member of that, who's supposed to advise on military policy. We have a Marine combatant commander. All of these people are supposed to advise. And I'm not saying we've got to be in Afghanistan forever, but I am saying, did any of you throw your rank on the table and say, hey, it's a bad idea to evacuate Bagram Airfield, the strategic air base, before we evacuate everyone? Did anyone do that? And when you didn't think to do that, did anyone raise their hand and say, we completely messed this up? I've got battalion commander friends right now that are posting similar things, and they're saying, you know, wondering if all the lives were lost and if it was in vain, all those people that we've lost over the last, I don't know, 20 years. And he goes on to say that we're all part of a chain. While every link may not be tested, the strength of the chain is only as strong as each link, and you got to be, you know, good link, something like that. And what I'll say is, and from my position, potentially all those people did die in vain if we don't have senior leaders that own up and raise their hand and say, we did not do this well in the end. Without that, we just keep repeating the same mistakes, this amalgamation of the economic slash corporate slash political slash higher military ranks are not holding up their end of the bargain. I want to say this very strongly. I have been fighting for 17 years. I am willing to throw it all away to say to my senior leaders, I demand accountability.
That is what they thought was so terrible that they put a gag order on him for, basically took away his retirement, and now he's in jail. So I want to read a letter that his family posted because they're asking for help from the American people, from people listening to this series, from people listening online, from people who have any access to social media. Listen to what they say in this open Facebook posting that was actually posted to Pipe Hitters Foundation. It was a nonprofit that was actually started by Eddie Gallagher and his family to help with exactly situations like this. It starts out with, standing with Stu is standing with our active duty and veteran service members. It is with a heavy heart that we, his parents, are informing you that our son, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, has been incarcerated by the United States Marine Corps this morning, September 27th, 2021. He was issued a gag order, which he broke this weekend by posting on social media. Like us, he is a proud American that has honorably served his nation for 17 years and was simply asking the system that he dedicated his life to, the military, to also support him. His command seems to be concerned, but does not appear to have the tools to support him at this time. Incarceration appears to be the only solution. The lack of accountability for this botched Afghanistan withdrawal has caused many issues and stressors for thousands of service members who have asked, was it all worth it? In 30 days, our son, Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, went from being an exemplary Marine handpicked by the Corps and placed in high prestigious position as a commander of the Advanced Infantry Training Battalion to a Marine that is being incarcerated for demanding accountability and integrity from the military leadership. All our son did was ask the question that everyone was asking themselves, but too scared to speak out loud. He did not deserve this treatment. Recently, Stu asked to resign. The Marine Corps told us, his parents, that our son serves at the pleasure of the president. They have not accepted his resignation. He understood from his first posting that he was risking his retirement, his medical benefits, and the stability of his family by speaking out. He has indeed lost all of these and now his freedom. Yet, he was willing to risk all of this for our country he loves and to protect the men and women who have served and continue to serve by answering the much-needed questions, was it all worth it? Accountability and honesty are essential to answering this question. Many have asked, how can we help? What can we do? He and his family need your help, donations, prayers more than ever. Please donate at Pipehitter Foundation at donorbox.org/Lieutenant Colonel Scheller and contact your representative and continue to demand accountability. You know, reading through this and then seeing that they are having to resort to going to social media to actually shed light on this and even to demand accountability for the treatment of their son and how representatives, many, many Republican representatives are being quiet on this. It's not okay. It's unacceptable. And that's exactly why we've chosen to bring his family members on this show to talk about it a little bit after this short break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We are going to be joined here in a few minutes with Stuart Sr. and Kathy Scheller, the parents of Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, who are now demanding accountability and really representation for their son, who bravely came forward and was able to call out the flaws that exist in our own military system in regards to the failed withdrawal in Afghanistan and now the fact that this man is being silenced and really treated the way that he is for simply doing his job and doing it honorably as a battalion commander for the United States Marine Corps. But before we bring them on, I want to actually discuss with you about a quick update that I got from a Gold Star father who is actually with one of the mothers of the Marine that was killed in Afghanistan, Kareem. And for those who might not know what a Gold Star mother or father is, it is a parent who has lost a son or daughter in combat. And so many times, in fact, just this past weekend was actually Gold Star Mother's Day. And I think many people are unaware that that's actually not only a holiday, but that it is very important, especially to some of these family members that have lost their sons and daughters. You know, it's disturbing though, because we're seeing now in the increased age of the censorship that it wasn't just Kareem's mother who had gotten political and basically said, you know, I do hold this administration accountable for what happened to the death of my son. And she posted that and then Facebook deleted that message. You know, we have this posting up on Pipehitter Foundation Facebook page. Who knows how long it'll be till they actually decide to remove that posting as well. So I will be joined here by Kathy Scheller, who's Stuart Scheller's mother, and Stuart Scheller Sr., who's his father. Kathy and Stuart, thank you so much for joining Luna Talks.
Thank you for having us, Hannah.
Thank you.
Honor.
So I actually was really moved by the letter that you guys had posted actually through Pipehitter's Foundation and their Facebook page, and I was able to read it to some of our listeners. But can you tell me, what is your family going through right now with everything taking place?
But before we go there, I'd just like to let you know, Facebook just took that down.
Did they really?
They really did. They're censoring me.
Oh my gosh. You know, I'm not surprised by it because I know that they actually censored the mother of Kareem, who was one of the Marines that was actually killed in Afghanistan. But I will be passing that information along because that's terrible.
And it's really awful. So how are we doing? Well, if we are family, we are standing strong, but it's been tough.
We have run the gamut of emotions from rage, just like our son, to being sad. It's just a heartbreaking situation. It's disgusting what we see the Marine Corps doing to our son. And it's very frustrating. And we decided, since they put our son in prison yesterday, we decided to break our silence and say enough is enough. If the American people don't want their 17-year war heroes treated this way, thrown in prison, silenced, then we are asking the American people to stand up and demand accountability along with Stuart.
How can people do that? Is it by contacting the representatives? Is it by phoning the military? How can they do that?
You know, I've told people four or five things. I've said, contact your representatives and demand accountability and ask where their position or stance is. We've had success with that. Obviously, we're the parents, but we've had other friends that have had success with that. I tell people to pray. We believe we are here at this moment and time, and so is Stuart, for a purpose. And it's not by accident. I'm not going to get spiritual with you, but we believe prayer is helpful for all of us. I tell people to vote. If you don't like what's happening, make sure you vote 2022 and 2024 with your conscience. I tell people, so Stuart is going, this is going to be an ultra marathon and not a sprint. Stuart is going to need legal fees to fight the system. We are asking people to go to pipehittersfoundation.org, look for his link for Lieutenant Colonel Scheller, and donate, and it would be much appreciated.
So you are obviously now dealing with this. I'm really glad that you have made contact with Eddie and Andrea Gallagher. I know that they went through something, you know, that was similar, different in its own ways. But with everything that we are currently seeing in the political climate, obviously now you're being censored. Do you believe that this is going to wake up the American people in regards to really how politicized our military has become?
It would definitely take the blinders off of me. I'm that person that heard the Star Spangled Banner and cried. And I am so proud of our son. And I just cannot believe that our military is treating him this way. And I have a hard time believing that the other military members from his grade up have not stood up for him. That has been a real surprise for me. And I didn't realize.
A real disappointment.
It's been a real disappointment. And I understand why. I understand why.
They have families. They're protecting their future because the Marine Corps has them in invisible chains, that if they speak out and stand up, then they're screwed. Their future is squashed. Stuart, in principle, said, I don't care. What you did was wrong. You need to be held accountable. Shame on you. You need to admit your mistakes. You need to resign. You can't just ignore it. It took them 30 days to even go in front of a Senate Foreign Affairs Committee today to begin to answer questions. Stuart did it on day one. And on 12 hours after day one, they relieved him of his command and began to
apply pressure. Lots of pressure.
Your family has done so much, I think, not just for those families that lost their sons and daughters in Afghanistan, but also too, I think, for the nation to really show what's happening with our country. And I know that your son is there right now, but I do have faith that he'll be out and that the American people will fight for him. We will fight for him. And everything that your family has done is not in vain. You are obviously, you know, an American hero family in doing what you're doing. And so thank you so much for even now picking up the torch and really fighting for this. Is there anything else aside from reaching out to representatives? I know you said people could donate at pipehittersfoundation.org. Make sure that they click on your son's link, Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. But is there anything else that you're asking the public to do? Is it sharing your information? I know that you just got your Facebook posting taken down, but how else can we help?
You can help. The one post came down. There are other posts there. They can, they're at Kathy Scheller on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find at this point. I'm asking people to share on social media, on Instagram, on Twitter. It seemed to be some messenger. There are so many things now. I'm asking people to get the information out. I think if enough people have it out there, the more that it is out in the public, the better chance I believe he has. I think they win if we're quiet.
Here's the message. They have quieted Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller by giving him a gag order, which he ignored, and now they've quieted him by putting him in jail. I'm asking the American people to not be quiet and to demand justice and demand accountability.
Well, we'll make sure that we put that out there. And we're going to be putting some representatives' numbers underneath of it, too, because in my mind, yep, you got to fight for the people that you're sworn to represent, right?
Yes. And so, you know, I guess people could do fundraisers. We haven't gotten to that point yet. Just about anything. Make your voice be heard. Someone asked me if they could show up and do picketing. I don't care. I'm for anything. So I'm mad. I'm angry. I'm hurt.
Well, I'm all those things. I apologize because this is not the military I served in. And I think that it's awful that the families are now having to see their service members be treated like this. And, you know, ma'am, just everything that your family's going through right now, you are in all of our hearts and prayers, and we will be there with you every step of the way.
Well, thank you.
Words of encouragement like that help us get through every day, and we appreciate it, Anna.
Well, God bless both of you. Thank you for joining us. We'll be here, obviously, covering everything to do with your family. And I know you guys have to run because I know it's probably been a very hectic day, but we'll be following everything that you're doing.
All right. Thank you so much.
That was a very, very heavy interview. You know, you can hear it in his mom's voice. Just with everything that they're going through, it's a shame what has become of our military. I have some closing thoughts. We'll be right back after this quick break. You know, when people asked me several years ago why I joined the military, I obviously wanted to serve my country, and I looked at it as a way of really, I think, helping my family and leaving a bad situation. And it was such an incredible thing to be a part of. You know, you had that sense of camaraderie. It was knowing that you were going to work and that you were all contributing to a bigger thing, something bigger than you, that whole idea, notion of freedom. But when I see what's happening in our country now, and you see the amount of morale within the military community, especially whether people are active duty or veterans, to see what's happening in our country, it's really sad. And I think that many people, after what happened with Afghanistan, they had their horse blinders lifted. And I think that it's situations like this that are only going to continue to, I think, shock the American people into realizing that this is it, guys. There is no plan B to the United States of America. It's either we fight for what we believe in, or we fold and we become another destroyed republic in history's timeline. And I think that what we're seeing, especially with this family, I mean, they're asking, they're telling the American people that they need to speak out. It's not just Lieutenant Colonel Scheller versus the United States Marine Corps. We are all Lieutenant Colonel Scheller. And if we don't use our voices, if we don't demand accountability from this administration and really from everything that's happening, we're next. Before we go, I want to thank Kathy and Stuart Scheller Sr. again for such a great interview. And I want to thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review and rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. To hear more of my episode and get my weekly newsletter, go to Gingrich360.com/Anna. You can also find me on Twitter, Parler, Facebook, Instagram, and Getter at Real Anna Paulina. And a special thank you to producer Drew Steele, writer Aaron Kliegman, and executive producers Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.